A couple days ago, we told you about a new men's health survey that shows our nutritional IQ is still not up to snuff in America today, despite the myriad of healthcare information at our disposal every day. Take a listen.
For example, only 12% of Americans can accurately estimate the number of calories they should consume in a day, and many do not know or estimate inaccurately how many calories they burn in a day.
That's Marianne Smith with the International Food Information Council.
Americans are starting to understand the connection of weight to health, and it's becoming the driver of healthful changes. But Americans don't seem to understand the relationship of calories in and calories out to their weight.
And they end with that the number of calories you should consume depends on your body mass index. So, Men's Health Survey says we know nothing about our nutrition, really.
Are we in trouble? Is it any wonder? What we've done is we've tried to hand this over to the experts instead of taking these things into our own hands. You know, and you are what you eat, and so why don't we think a little harder about what we're putting in? We've made it difficult. There's so many variables, and you really do. You have to stop and look at them. Now, myself, I like my potato chips, but I look for a potato chip that has just the chip, the sea salt, the potato, and the oil. Not all. We think it has to have all of this stuff in it to make it taste better, and we've tricked our taste buds into thinking something is better than what it really is. And then what happens, in essence, because of all the chemicals and the processes and the MSG in there, we eat more than we should. We take in more than we should. Because it's telling you, this is so amazing, and it does something. It messes with your neurotransmitters and telling you, yes, I'm satisfied, or no, I'm not satisfied. And so going back and studying these things and understanding that taking in those basics, forgetting all of that side stuff, let the main thing be the main thing. Little piece of protein, a nice salad or some veggies or whatever with that, and have your little hand of potato chips, handful, and afterwards have a good homemade cookie if you're still wanting something. But we eat without thinking. It's there. We put it in mindlessly. We're not sitting down with a plate. We're grabbing foods on the go, and we're not even giving our mind the time to comprehend that our stomach is saying you've had enough.
They're saying that you kind of need to take into account all the different calories in the food that you're eating and put it into a chart and then add it all up. I'm sure for most people that would be an overwhelming task unless for their health reasons.
Well, we've made it too tough. You know, when you have to go in and get a box, I mean, you'll see them all over the stores now. It says 100 calorie cookie or treat. Okay, ooh, let's make this really easy. There is nothing but total and absolute empty calories in those packages. There's nothing there. And so, yes, you're putting in 100 calories only, but you are getting no nutritive value. So your body is going to continually be screaming, I still have a void. If your body, for example, when you're making a homemade cookie, and we've talked about this, when you're making a homemade cookie, what are the ingredients? It's flour, sugar, butter, eggs, vanilla, you know, baking powder, baking soda. You pretty much got it right there. Now look on the label when you go in the store and you're buying these things. You can't even read half of the ingredients. And so what happens is your body is inundated with all these chemicals. Your system cannot absorb, and so therefore, even if there was eggs in there that you're going to get some of the protein from, even if there was a good flour in there that had some of the B vitamins, what happens there is they've removed them and they've put in a synthetic fortified vitamin. So, like I said, we go back to, is it any wonder that our bodies are absolutely screaming at us all the time, I need more?
So what you're saying is when you look at what's in food, be more conscious about what is in it nutritionally versus
exactly
what's in it calorically.
Absolutely. Thank you. That was well put, Alan.
Oh, thank you.
Very good. Yes. Because if we're not putting nutrients in, we're going to be deficient. And we're living in a deficient society. We are obese because We are constantly putting in foods that are doing absolutely nothing for us. The body's going to keep telling you, you need more. That's it in a nutshell.
And if you'd like more information about portions and whatnot, we actually have a podcast a couple weeks ago where we talked about working meals around specific portions, what sizes they should be. So you can go back and check that out. Otherwise,
We'll blog some more.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you.